telling this law. श्री श्री कृष्ण रूप खादि में केवल प्रधान में अन्य अखिलेन्द्रियम आसान इंधनदार काम न हो विभत्म वासान and the pride of Krishna Roop. Krishna word. Who speaks Krishna word? I cannot see Krishna. I cannot hear Krishna's face smile. Or I cannot hear another I am not hearing Krishna in flow, speech flow. I am not touching Krishna's talk, but what are you doing? Deep has already been. Don't. Otherwise, I will not. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in mood of Srimati Radhika. My eyes are in hand. My ears are in hand. My nose is in hand. My tongue is in hand. My dish is this body or sent the third person, the third the skin is in. Because I cannot realize Krishna Roop Ras Gandha Sambhas five. How can I hear the weight of all these. These are like dry wood, and like earth, and like a stone. I want to die at home. All are in vain. All my indriyas, all my body. I don't want to hear the word in heaviness of all things. Here, when he was waiting, a dear Sati came and told that people. Don't be so
restless, anxious.
There is a flower named Kesari. Kesari is blue flower. Blue lotus is called light. Not lotus, but it has some scent, but no madhu. No honey. A bhramari
bee,
bamboo bee, female, plant and sat on the floor. She saw that there is some fragrance, but no madhu. No honey. So she fly away to another place, there was madhu. So she is advising Srimati Radhika that Why you don't fly from Krishna flower if there is no because he has no friend to you. So this friend to you is not like a honey. So you should at once fly from here. At once you should lay drop to do friend with Krishna. As Bharamari has done. This I thought only that I should obey you. Because I have done whole jivan,
life,
friend to Krishna. But he is now reciprocal to me. Now you are. He has given me only distress and calamity and all of that. Nothing. So now, by your advice, I am. But at once, if you can, more and he told that, oh, permission. I can live Krishna, but not his friend, and not his remembering. No? I cannot live Krishna. Whom he is taking, his face is so lovely. He is, once rather, he is so sweet. He is beautiful than beautiful, is that. And he talks very sweetly. He comes so gently and touches. And he do like what I cannot touch. Not lift his finger. If I lift his finger, I will attach him. Then he is going to tell all this. I cannot see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu living in the cave there
and being
grumpy. Always, he is there. I am waiting and waiting and this is one drop of
ocean.
Of ocean. What he used to
experience. You are feeding them something. Everybody else, you are feeding them something, but you are feeding us nothing. You are so hungry for Hare Krishna. That is for the body, that is not for the heart, it is not for the people.
Why is this coming here?
Because I have to tell when I go back. Vrindavan is asking me at DPA, my gentle mother, there will give me so much trouble, I come back with nothing. Only Bengali. Oh, God. That's what you're
saying? Today we have one to get out of the room. Yeah? Open an app in here. Is getting us to the right. And this is very good thing. Will you think? It is just like that. I think it's in my head. Because in certain Hassan Radha, both her house
and Mahaprabhu or Gadadha Pune.
She was in the mood of Radhika. She began to see here, and see. And we have come to the top of Vrindavan. mukhis.
Then
we go stand up. Put your hand out. Now, and you get it in the left side. Put the dog. You put my leg. And here, there, you get it up. Daily for 7 hours, please come here and listen to the and to take the second step to give you that. Because when you used to go to 7 hours, in Vajra and Vajra,
you can come up now.
In business at so much closer, what you see in front of Bhagavad and in front of sister, who used to be so much pain. So he began, he used to think that I have come to this place. So he gives some separation there. And he tries to bring to one life. And he said, Prasur Vrinda did not like his people because they are not there. Personally, no Bhanti, no Desh Gita. Desh Gita means Desh, not a Vrindavan. No Desh Gita. All the associates of Vrata, Kaksas and Saitan, all the things of Baba there. Yeah. There was no chance to have Krishna in the mind. So he felt so much trouble. And that is why he needs to reach all the self-separation.
But when he went to see Gopinath, he felt okay.
So in Gampiya, like Vrindavan, he felt that Krishna, he will Krishna. And separation is what always there. How to take not Vrindavan? But in the when Radhika went to Kurukshetra, she did not keep a rest with Krishna.
She could not be with Krishna.
She was given separate tambu.
Separate tambu?
Accommodation in block room.
Okay.
Tent.
Yes.
No?
She could not be with him.
Krishna. Because Krishna used to live with
Yadavas.
Yadavas and so then it comes to his accommodation. It felt like that. All this, that's the thing.
Mahaprabhu said.
So he sometimes she sees and thinks that it is Kali. He calls the person. But there he sees no, there is no Krishna. And he becomes like a Katta.
Kurma. Like a photo. All of his limbs fall down.
And sometimes
become very
six long. And seven and four. This
separate
life. Here also.
Every part, all the joints separated.
Like a book. Everyone sees us and they begin to reach the situation that he is no more. But all was due to separation of us. So you have some relief from the whole separation. You used to come to Gopinath and same Gopinath since oh, I have to do this. My friend asked me, yes. He has subsiding of
this separation.
Here we see one side Radhika, one side Radhika, but both are black, white. Then he used to see, looking up, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in the mood of Radhika, but seeing Krishna lifts Radha Bhava and becomes Krishna. No?
When Mahaprabhu sees Kota Gopinath, he leaves his Radha mood and becomes in the mood of Krishna.
So he becomes black.
And he also becomes black.
Radha also becomes black by seeing his Prabhu and he moved up. And Lalita, the Prabhu Damodar, becomes Lalita. So both. And he gets the float of Krishna and begin to he also becomes this is the mood of Vidhunayana. You see that sometimes he is bending and sometimes sitting. Any Vikram, we have not seen sitting, but we are sitting. Someone says that the Radha condition is when he became old. Then he could not give garland to Gopi. But he seems not. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the age of 33. The Radha Prabhu was of the same age. So, the Radha Pandit lived this world soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. He also lived there. So, there is no chance to become old. One thing maybe that at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, he, by following the order of Satan, he did not left the body. But at that time he became so lean and clean and always handling separation, he could not stand and keep. So in his such a way, he, as a Gopinath, had done for his disease. And the tears he used to give, people, or there was a mamuni bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was at the time of Gadadhar Pandita Mahaprabhu, he used to serve. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Gadadhar Pandita also disappeared, then Mamu was made by the government of Puri to serve Gopinath. So he became old, about 84 years old. He could not get to that. So someone saw that it may be that Mamu Pandit, old, he used to give garlands, but he could not do it. So Gopinath,
he is a different opinion. Some people say this is Lalita and Radha, and some people say it is Lalita and Vidyasa. So it is both are correct, depending on their mood.
Because Gadadhar Pandit was there, he was Srimati Radha. He was watching. No? So he was watching. And so if Damodar Rai Ramanand were Lalita and Vidyasa, when they were acting, when they were seeing Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and Krishna became, Mahaprabhu became Krishna, then Lalita and Vidyasa, both the sitting in there. Right hand. But the main person was that Radhika and
general idea. Before coming to Puri, Mahaprabhu knew Swarup Damodar in his early years in Navadvip. They were school friends?
Both.
So
both were friend of Chaitanya.
Both means?
Both means Swarup Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Pandit, all there.
They all grew up together.
Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda, Basu Ghosh, all there. And
from childhood. One time you said that the three dhams in Mahaprabhu Yuga that Navadvip is considered best. And then
today I'll show you.
Yes, but we cannot understand what you were saying.
I was telling that the three letters of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he see a core. At first he was in Navadvip. His childhood and reading, writing, up to Kishore Leela, he was there. When he became young, of 24, he left Krishna and came to Jagannath. Here he mercifully, with mercy to Bhagavad Pandit. And
went to
Sabamangatisari. And there at the Godavari Nadi, bank of Godavari, he met Raya. Raya Ramananda seen him, saw him, Mahabhava and this. Mahabhava and Mahabhava Sarasvati Radha and the Krishna Rasa. Both Rasaraj, Mahabhava, both at the time, and he became friends. Again Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, and he enjoyed the Vipralambha Bhava of Srimati Radha. In Navadvip he had done Kishore Leela.
Navadvip is my Vrindavan.
like Vrindavan. Because Narottam Thakur and all others have told that it is abhinna to Vrindavan. But Jagannath Kshetra, they have not told that Jagannath Puri is like Vrindavan. But it is like Dwarka Puri or Kurukshetra. Not as a Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has seen something like a Chatak Parthai in Devardhan. He likes it.
You said, didn't you say that it was? It really was like?
So, Vrindavan and Navadvipa are coming. So we will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do bhajan in Vrindavan. They will come out in Vrindavan in the bank of Yamuna at Bansibad. It has been told by our Guru Acharya. But Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan, it has never said. Sri Kshetra Mane Lakshmi Kshetra, Sattadha Marus Mane Mahalakshmi Mane.
Not
Shri Radha. In if anyone lifts his body, he becomes 400. But in Vrindavan and Navadvip, no. There, 200 the associates of Radha and Krishna. So this is this more superior than.
And the fourth place? You said Navadvip Puri and
Navadvip, then Puri,
South India.
Then
South India.
South India means Godavari Tat is third and fourth is Vrindavan. Here Vrindavan and Navadvip are same. It is seen in two. At the time of Sadhak it is seen as Navadvip. But in Siddhi Kshetra it is seen as Vrindavan. Sadhana Vastagi will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when we will receive the, then we will see that, oh, Radha and Krishna both have become Chaitanya. So both are one. And here, like Kurukshetra and
Dwarka.
Kurukshetra and Dwarka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see it. Sometimes, Dibya Numaas, he used to see it in life, so much separation as Kurukshetra. And that place is Pathshala.
Who? Which place?
Godavari.
Where he learns it.
Where he read something with his Shiksha Guru, Vishakha Devi, in the school of Rarama. And then he returned here
to practice.
But he used always in Vrindavan. Between here and there.
Internally.
Externally and externally both. Where is Vrindavan? Where is Lalita? Where is Vrindavan?
I've heard this part of Puri is called Gupta Vrindavan. I've been told that. Not true?
This part. Gopinath Chota and all these because he used to see Gopinath. He used to see it as Vrindavan.
But it is not Vrindavan. It is always Dwarka.
It is part of only Dwarka and Kurukshetra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to feel the separation in the whole thing.
Why? Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not go to Vrindavan first?
Because everyone would know that he is Krishna. His request is, there we will go to and he will not be in Radha mood, he will be in Krishna. When cows were, will be seen, risen, and peacock, say, ka, ke, ka, and quail, quail and cockroach, kuhu, kuhu, then he will lift that mood and become Krishna and begin to run. And he will search for Radha. Oh Radha, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Because every leaf, every creeper, every tree, everything is calling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So he will not be in mood of and Radha Bhav cannot be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting Harinam in Gambhira, one day he went to let's say. Chaitanya Maharaj is not mortal person, but who is coming himself, he had accepted all these material things in his body, but actually he has nothing. No urine, no lesson, nothing. But he was only other person that I am a man like me, but actually nothing of this. No material, anything. So he was going to lesson. And at that time, Govinda was engaged in any another
Gopal.
And you should hear what I am saying. Don't disturb. Govinda was cooking or doing another seva. So Gopal, a very
boy,
of about 7 years, he took water in a earthen pot, kamandalu, and he went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any lonely place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at some did like so, very sexy. The boy asked, what you are doing? Then he told that, oh Gopal, I have no control upon my son. He always sets Krishna. But when a man goes to lesson, at that time he is not sure. So I want to stop the cricket match, but it does not come in my control and always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I tried my level best, but I could not. Now ask, how you can? So I have slightly minded it. So I don't want to say Krishna when I am not sure. Then He told the Prabhu, excuse me, if a man is going to bed and he is lying down on the bed and nothing is going on automatically, he has no control over urine and blood, what to do? At that time his life is going, Atma is going. Whether he should take name or not, Krishna. If he does not take at that time Krishna name, then he will go to hell. So, he should take her name or not? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once laughed and what?
Let go.
Left the sun
and told that, oh brave boy, now you are Gopal Guru. Only a charge and Guru can tell like so. So you are, from today you are Acharya, you are Guru of whole world. And you can teach whole world. Because you have taught me, so you are. He should always chant Krishna name. Either going to lesson, urine, and any time. At the time of dying, time of getting birth, no impure thing is there. Every impure will be turned into pure thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu left his son and he is released. And this is the power. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he ordered Gopal Guru that I am going, but you should preach my name and the way of Satan Bhajan, what I have told you. At the time of the Saprakat, you know, Gopal was dear like Guru, and he knew Astakaliya Lila Paddhati and Arjan Paddhati two ways, by Bhagavat and Arjan Paddhati. He mixed both according to qualification and yogyata. Qualification?
Adhikari.
Adhikari.
Mm-hmm.
Those who can do bhav seva, they should do bhav seva. By Astakali Leela and all other things. Always remembering Krishna's past time. In which he has some grief. No? Understanding? He should develop his own wisdom. And those who have not seen, that should be Arjan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Guru, Guru Rupi Shakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Krishna Radha, or Gaur Gadadhar, or Gaur Nityananda. From Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhar is some higher level. And those who think that Gaur Gadadhar is Radha and Krishna, more better, both combined. The best of two of Arjan. And then that how and this person should be mixed together. Then it will come Prem Seva. And after that, this will be left, person and all other things. And only how. So he has written some books. Bhajana Paddhati, Yes. And his sister was, disciple was Dhyanchand. She wrote also Paddhati. Siddha Paddhati. But always we should see the bhava-seva students, they can try, they can have grief like Raghunath Das Goswami in Bilap Kusmanji or Krishna Bhavana Mit by Krishna Jyoga. They should not see any one of gopis, but only they should have the idea that I should have a seva life then. Only that. Siddhasari ki kalpana mat karo. Don't imagine anything. Only you can do prasana prasana prayer to have all these things. By doing so, by the grace of Krishna or his associates, Siddha Sarir will come here automatically. Then, being one of them, we can go up. But if this stage is not coming, then this is only pray for all. Understand? This is very most important thing for Radhanta. We will pray for all to have Radhanta. But I cannot be Lalita, Sati, Vishakha, Sati, or any of them. Don't imagine yourself as a gopi. You only pray that gopi bhav should come in my heart. But don't be any gopi. Or anything of Braja. By doing so, if Krishna will see and his associates will see that it is proper time to manifest that bhav, then Siddha bhav will come and then we will do like that. So Udharan Gopal Guru was doing like this. Dhyanchandra was, when he became old, he told that I will leave this body in 2 or 3 days at just time. Also that he is quite well, how he will go? He told that just at this time I will go. It be ready. Dhyanchandra, one of the most
prominent
beloved disciple of he was watching. He sat on the asan before Thakur, Radhakant. He left his body. He told that I will go to Vrindavan and left his body. His body was given to Samadhi and all were beaten. Dhyanchandra became mad in his separation. He was so mad. After so many days, there came the king and the officer of king and told that this deity and this temple is mine. Is not yours because Kashimitra has not written any will for you. He has not given it. So you have to go out of here. He told that after Kashimitra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the master of this whole land and Radhakant must. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it to Dharan Dakshi Thakur and his son, Guru Gopal, and he is my guru, so I have come. So proper time, am the master of this. I am doing seva, puja. I am not master, but I am seva. If I live this seva, I will die. No harm to die, but this I will do. He told that, give me some time to. Then, at the same time, some Vaishnava from Vrindavan reached Jagannath Puri, and they meet with Sadhyanchandra. And they told that your Gurudev, we are seeing your Gurudev is chanting Harinam under Bansiva. And he is doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, with so much power. Nothing there, asking, then I must go there. So he, without telling any other, without information, he went on foot in Vrindavan. After so many months he reached there, and he went to Bansiwar, and he saw that his guru was there and was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He did pranam and did parikrama, and he folded his hands and said that, oh Guru, looking at how you are here, we are going to die, and you are so much, you are doing Harinam here. You should come with me. But he told that, I will never go. I am very much satisfied in Vrindavan, I am doing that. I will not go. Then, since persons are driven out of us, so is there